I had a guy once on the radio, a friend of mine, Cleve, and I was over at his house, and he had a Pride DX300, and he had it open. I told him, I said, why is it open? He says, I'm going to change the tube in it. I got a new tube for it, a 3CX5, 3CX250 or something, whatever the hell tube it takes. So I told him, I said, hang on, before you do anything, man, I said, I'm going to show you something. Because I didn't have nothing to drain the cap. So I took a screwdriver and I went from the top cap of the plate, you know, that goes on the tube, to the chassis, and that sucker went pow. I told him, I said, there. I said, you got to, you know, if I wouldn't have been here, man, that you would have went across that. You know, I said, some of these voltages will kill you. But anything tube equipment, any tube, old tube radios, you know, AM radios and anything, anything that uses tubes always has a high voltage potential on them. All tube gear has high voltage. Tubes run off of high voltage. Where if that's a solid state amp, you know, you stuck your hand in there and touch the collector of the transistors or something, if you feel anything, it'd be very, very little. Because, you know, you only got, 18 volts, you know, DC through them, going through them.
Right, yep. I just learned my lesson, like I said, man. I let the professionals mess around inside them things these days. I got too much to live for.